Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is. This is the DSA Podcast. I'm your boy, Shaw, and as always, I got my favorite country cousin, my boy, L Boogie, with me.
Yes, Law. Boy, you already know what's happening with it.
And returning once again is another Dirty South Philly, my boy, Jay Beezy, in the
field. Yes, Law.
Beezy, man.
And when we together, man, we are the Dirty South Affiliates. This is our podcast. This is our show. And before we get into it, I want to say thank you for everybody listening, going to the Instagram page, sharing with us. Shout out to y'all. And shout out to everybody listening on all major streaming platforms where you can find us every week. A new episode of the DSA Podcast. Now that I got that out of the way, oh yeah, I got to do the sponsor. Today's show is sponsored by Not A Damn Nigga, because ain't nobody put up money once again to sponsor this great show. But we keep this shit rolling. Man, we got a jam-packed show of shit to just talk about. Before we get into everything else, we got to talk about the Griffin High School Class of 99 sneakerball that went down on last night. As we recorded, it went down last night. Y'all be hearing this on a Thursday, but we went on a Saturday night.
You know, when you hear it and it's posted, it was last Saturday.
It was
last Saturday.
I got to say, bro, that was one of the best times I done had in the city in a long time. The class of 99 were the people who put this out there for everybody. But be honest with you, it was just a multi-mix of classes in there just having fun. We saw people from class of 89,
83,
2000, to a couple 2001s in there.
93 was in the building.
93 was in the building.
Yeah.
Shout out to my class, man.
Hey, man. If you wasn't there, you're going to have to just go on social media.
Damn, all that. Shout out to two thighs.
Yeah, we were in the bill.
Old thighs.
If you wasn't there, you just got to go check it out on Instagram.
Yeah, Mr.
Facebook. We had an amazing time just meeting up, seeing different people. I was just telling the bros something about Jabari. I ain't seen Jabari in so many years. I was just like, what the hell? I was like, man.
A lot of people ain't seen him forever. A couple of forever.
A lot of good outfits, a lot of not so good outfits. But the only thing that mattered, they had a good ass time.
As long as you had a good time.
Hey, bro.
Suspect
ain't even a word for outfit. Well, some of my outfits just downright disrespectful. And some of my outfits didn't fit. If you get my drift, like, some people, you know.
they got it on. And probably had a hard time getting it back off, so they just left that shit on.
And then,
see-through lingerie.
And then you had the girls who had the short shit on. Like, my wife and one of them girls had the short shit that she couldn't bend over and pick nothing up. Like, I told her, I said,
you had to grab everything?
Yeah, I was like, you gotta walk up some stairs, I'm just gonna have to walk right behind you. You feel? But, man, we had a ball last night. A ball at the sneaker ball. Hey. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody we came in contact with, man. Shout out to y'all. I hope Class 99, if I recall, they were telling us last night they plan on doing more events.
Yeah, man. I'm part of the committee. And, you know, big shout out to the committee, because everything that has happened, that happened last night and in the previous years, from the softball games to all that, bro. Like,
I forgot about softball.
Man, that
kickball game too, one year.
No. Did softball.
I remember softball game.
We did it 2 years. But the committee, man, like, that would, you know, make those things happen, man. Like, it's a
It's a lot of y'all, man.
A lot of time, a lot of money goes into it. Yeah, man, it too many to name, because I don't want to call out names. And
then you forget one. They be like, man, you ain't saying nothing about me.
Shit about me. And so they know who they are, and shout out to all them and all the class of 99.
Hey, if they put something together like they did with the sneakball, I'll go. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
That was a good event. That was a nice event, though. Yeah.
I wish we could do something every once a month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Event-wise, but, you know, that's going to be tough. But I know we got other stuff playing on the agenda that's going to be great as well. So stay tuned on that.
Bro, I'm in. I got there and got to the table. We had a big bottle of DeLeon, which we ran through that motherfucker. I don't want no more of that shit, by the way. Diddy, I fucks with you, but I don't want no more of that shit.
Oh, sir.
But that shit did something weird to my stomach that morning, boy. It was good when it was going down when I was drinking it, though. Shit was smooth. Smooth, bro.
Didn't wake up smooth with
you. You know what? I woke up, I was good. And I was just like, man, I had a time last. Hold on, I gotta go to the bathroom. That's how I was.
let me ask y'all. So, to rate that thing 1 out of 10, what would you get?
You know what? Me and Kent like JD at his mom.
Okay.
Hey, Jake, we just on the phone at mom. And I'm gonna give it a 9. Okay. Because of the atmosphere.
Cool.
That was one of the best atmospheres I done been in a long time. It was just a little all the way around, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody you bumped into was somebody you wanted to goddamn see. Yeah. You feel?
Yeah.
So I give it a 9. It was a little hot. It got a little hot off in there. A bunch of niggas in there.
Give it an 8.
Give it an
8. That was what TK said. He said he'd give it an 8. Then he changed to a 9. He said
1 because of the food.
Food wasn't the best. I get what they were trying to do.
Yeah, I get what they were trying to do.
It
didn't taste bad. Food did not taste bad. Food actually tasted good. It was just cold. It was cold.
Okay.
That's something that can easily be fixed.
Yeah, that's easy fix.
And then the heat.
We got to keep the damn food hot.
But you know what crazy about how hot it was? Right? When we got ready to leave.
We bring heat.
Hey, movement.
Called body heat.
Movement. A lot of people.
Nigga, we was sitting at the table, bro. We was hot. Yeah. It was hot in that bitch. Yeah. But what crazy, when we were getting ready to leave, it felt cooler. So I was like, did somebody adjust the thermostat? You know what I'm saying?
They opened more doors.
Like, you should have cranked that motherfucker when we first walked in that bitch, boy.
Yeah, it's a controlled environment. It probably was at a comfortable temperature. But once you get so many people that moved around, it was
supposed to
drop.
And then we were drinking. We got to drink it too.
That plays a part.
We got to drink.
Bitch, you dance in your seat. If you moving and grooving in your seat, that's probably part of why you hot.
Grooving in the seat, me and wife got out on the floor. I was hot.
Yeah,
I had on linen.
See, you took some silks and you moved a little bit. That was.
See, I took the route of an 80s drug lord. Linen shirt, nothing up on it. Yeah. Just gold chains.
Two step.
Yeah, linen pants. You feel? That's the route I took.
Ain't
the drug lord.
I had a similar route, but I had a shirt on up on the mind.
See, he had the. But you know what his look was? His look was conscious.
Not really.
His look was conscious, bro. He was a conscious Muslim brother. That's what his look gave me. He was like real look, conscious.
Okay. Oh, that's dope.
See, I went with straight drug kingpin. That's what I was on. I'm put on every gold chain I own.
You kept it comfortable.
Thanks.
Okay.
That was my intention.
Yeah, you kept it comfortable.
And it was still hot.
Keep it comfortable. Me and my wife both.
Yeah, we try to prevent that from being in the establishment.
What?
Too comfortable.
I would have turned around. I'll have a good night. I'm going to catch up with y'all.
I'm telling you.
I'm too hot
nature
for
this
shit.
But it was like, hey, you know, be comfortable, you know, dress.
But see, that's what I went. I was like, I didn't want to wear no jacket.
I knew I wasn't finna put my coat on.
I went with linen.
I'm walking down the coat. Yeah, we not finna stay the whole time. I'm finna get too hot. Then I take coat off. Then I keep up with your cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what? I don't even want to do all that. So you find me a good.
Hey, shout out to Chip. Yeah. Hosted the event. Chip.
Gully!
Chip went with straight blazer, no nothing up under that bitch.
Yeah,
that's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's how you host a fucking party, nigga.
Facts.
Like, comfortable.
Oh, yeah, speaking of the hosting, like,
The hosting was good, but after the party got crunked, after they crunk up, I wasn't even paying no attention to what was being said. It was just a good ass. We were just having a good ass time after that. You feel?
I was.
But see,
that's part of what you do. So what you?
But the two hosts that started the party out, which was your classmate Skip Gunner, and our classmate Gunner.
Shout out to Gunner. She came over to the table show too.
They. Like, the whole time they was on the mic, you know, like, they didn't spend the whole time on the mic.
Right.
They say something every now and then, they still party.
Right.
Now, shout out to my aunt, but they should have never let him got the damn microphone.
Flu.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't even paying attention.
They should have never let him got the microphone. Then it was just all just straight talking. So now, you kind of overcrowding the music.
People can't really.
He was already on the list of hosts.
But yeah. See, it takes somebody like you to notice that though, because I ain't even notice that shit. I'm too busy like
you don't want to do traversing too much shit and talking on the mic.
Yeah, I wasn't even paying that shit no attention. Didn't notice.
But I mean, don't get me wrong. It wasn't a bad thing. It was just. If these two who gonna start letting them go,
great job,
cause they was already holding it down.
Yeah,
like, it was no need for somebody else to get on the mic.
Yeah,
they was already holding it down.
All three of them was already special guests.
Okay,
as hosts.
So.
Man, they did a great job.
That's what's up. So, I know DJ Pooh was on the ones and twos making that thing happen.
We always do that.
Nigga, that nigga sold out. Straight up sold out. Bro, that nigga was playing all that shit, bro.
We literally felt like we was back in high school listening to all the music that we
used to. Bro, he had that big jumping, bro.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Shout out to Pooh, man.
Man, he had that big jumping, man.
Shout out to all the hosts, too, man. Y'all for coming through and doing your thing.
Yeah.
Trivia. One thing about DJ Pooh, whenever you go to an event he know exactly what to play. Because everything he played last night, it fit the audience and everything.
Yeah. I think that one key thing about a DJ, knowing your crowd.
Bro, we literally did not hear one song from now, today's time.
Right.
Every song we heard was from either 95.
That nigga was playing from shit I ain't heard in so long.
2003, 2004.
But he our age, so, you know, we all went to school together.
Bro, he getting like down,
so
bro.
He know, like, okay. Hey, this is
he did. I don't know. Don't give me the line.
What?
DJ Pooh.
I don't know.
It should be about.
I was thinking like 95.
96.
But you know, he did a hell of a job at the comedy showcase, the Ha Ha Comedy Show. Yep. He did a great job at it. But all around,
it's
awesome.
A swim,
man. Once again, shout out to the class of 99 for that sneaker ball. To hear everybody saying they had a great time, like even seeing on my timeline on Facebook, like everybody had a blast.
It felt like one big ass class reunion, bro.
That really what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
And I wouldn't even say class reunion, I would say more so a school reunion.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it felt like.
Alumni.
Yeah, alumni reunion.
That's basically, that's like, what it had within, you know, the title.
And really what it was.
That should be something. Annual alumni ball, that shit. Because that shit last night.
That shit was dope.
That would be dope.
One thing I did notice, wasn't a lot of sparring out.
Didn't see a lot of spots. I saw a couple.
There was a few of them in there.
Yeah.
A few of them in there.
We had that on the flyer.
Yeah.
So you know they were more than welcome.
I saw a couple of them sprinkled in there, but it wasn't many. But
They were more so. They
you know a lot of them wanted to be Griffin High anyway. They couldn't be. So, you know
they wanted. My wife
had the only class with three year senior in high school. Never got held back.
Yeah, that shit got crazy. Right? Yeah.
3 years senior.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another topic for another day. God.
Because you think about it, when they went to that high school, they only had 19th grade. They was the senior class in 10th grade.
Oh, okay. You talking about something different. I thought...
You thinking she was just in the senior
class.
No.
Tell me
how y'all pulled that off, but okay.
Tell me on another
every year.
That sounds like...
Nigga, I just take quick.
My brain for real.
Every year, you know, they move up.
But shout out to everybody who enjoyed the sneaker ball, man. We looking forward to the next event. Whenever that come around, we'll let y'all know too, shit, because we going to be there.
Any ideas on what are, like, some of the events they y'all trying to do? Or is that best kept secret?
Do y'all still do the cruise?
Yeah. matter of fact, there's a trip coming up next year.
Okay.
So next year be our 25th. Yeah, I got the 24 for them. Yeah. So we got a trip planned for that, but I don't think that's gonna be a cruise. But it's going to be somewhere special. And we'll be on the resort.
So. I asked about the cruise because I know 1 year y'all did the cruise and y'all had a class reunion.
2019.
That same, because we went to the class reunion. And I know a lot of y'all went on the cruise.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as many of them at the class reunion. It was still a good little bit, though.
Now, see, there was another one that happened. But we did a cruise 2019 in Cozumel, Mexico. Like, that was dope. But I do know they're talking about basketball tournament.
You got too old to get out and do all that.
That's what I brought up too. I'm like, you got some who gonna try to get out there and do it, but what about the people, you know, who wanna be involved in something, but you know, they like, man, I don't wanna do no shit like that. So just looking at other events, man.
I'm trying to talk myself into it. I've been hitting the gym. Yeah. I've been losing weight.
Yeah.
But that idea of getting back up and running up and down the court, boy, that shit don't seem too goddamn fun when I think about it.
I'm trying to push them to do a bowling thing, man. Like, because anybody at any age can do that. You know what I mean?
Shit.
And just,
I can't bowl.
That's some fun shit. I can't do a tournament.
I can only bowl for so long.
Yeah.
After y'all niggas broke my soul.
Nah, you broke your own shit, bro. Ain't nobody tell you. Ain't nobody tell you to lay out like we was in the fucking.
Why didn't nobody tell you to throw that bitch like you Joe Montana? How we beat the dude? You didn't have
before Odell Beckham was in the league.
No, for real. No.
She was telling me, wait. I said, let it go.
Let it go.
You didn't let it go.
You didn't let it go.
This is what's fucked up about this. He didn't have to throw the ball that far. I had the man beat. All you had to do was put it right in my hand. I had that man beat by 10 yards, bro.
Anybody.
He could have put it right there in my hand. He throws it down the field. I feel like he was saying, I want to see how fast he really can run.
Anybody,
and he just threw that bitch.
Who ever been at the quarterback position, man, and you bro. Got a wide receiver who going long, you have it in you when you like, damn, I got to work. Test my arm right now.
I saw all this work.
I got to launch this bitch.
I got a lot of
thought about that day a lot, and I was just like, he ain't have to throw that ball that goddamn far. I had that man beat by at least, I ain't gonna say 10 yards. I had that man lead by 5 yards. I had him beat. He could have just put that bitch right in my hand.
You caught it.
That's what I do, but you didn't have to do that.
And here's the thing.
I always get hurt when I throw.
I didn't break
man.
Your arm, your shoulder. You didn't break your shoulder.
I didn't break it. My brother broke
your brother broke your shit. Trying to help.
Making this shit out of play. I'm broke the hell out of that man. So.
But you know what
that
was
shit
crazy?
Made your game better, though.
You know what was crazy, though? That nigga daddy told me. He said, put your arm behind your back and ram your shoulder into the wall. I said, what kind of military? I walked out they high. I walked clean out the high, bro. I ain't say nothing to nobody. I just walked by. He was like, where you going? I was like, man.
True.
Boy, he talking crazy, bro. Like, yeah. And I was like, nah, I shouldn't have came out. It was two highs, I shouldn't have went in. I shouldn't have went in the hit high, and I damn sure wasn't going to go in the D high. Because it would have been that military shit. Nigga was told me, put your hand behind your back, run into what? Nigga, I just landed on that bitch. Why do I want to hit it again?
Think about your shot, though, man. It made your shot better.
Man, my shot wet before. What the hell you talking about?
It made it better.
My shot wet before that shit.
It made it better.
My shit was A1 soft, whether it was a line drive or what, that shit was dropping.
That came from Flint Street.
Yeah, we grew up in Flint. We had that low gym.
They had the 8-foot ceiling. We was in 6th grade. You already know what they talking about. We ain't getting no gym until we got in 8th grade, because we moved into the junior high. Yeah, old 9th grade.
And we had 2 gyms. Then we had the main gym and had another gym.
And our shit was still
there. 6th, 7th grade, we grew with that little bit of baby preschool
right
last gym.
Being right there by the football.
Hey, you think about it though. When they closed down Taylor Street.
That was messed up.
They fucked all the Griffin up. That one shit turned.
Yep.
I would have called them more money to renovate that bitch.
It would have, but Taylor Street produced some of the best people to ever
Now that's objective, cuz that's your own goddamn opinion. That is not true.
The one that went to Kelsey was bad as hell.
Yeah.
The one that went to Flint thought they were the shit.
Yep.
And the most humblest people went to Taylor Street.
It kind of
we knew we were great, but we ain't carry on like y'all were doing shit. We didn't.
That statement has no humbleness in it at all. That statement just downed every motherfucker that was around.
If you went to Taylor Street, shout out.
That's subjective, right there.
Shout out to all the Taylor Street goons.
I don't know what the fuck they talking about. I knew.
But I, you know what
time with Taylor Street, we went to the what the thing y'all had over there? At Taylor Street, was it the science lab?
Yeah.
That don't
you know how many bad ass cousins I had to go to Kelsey? I know it was bad as hell.
That's why they turned Kelsey to the alternative school.
Bruh, y'all nigga at Taylor Street couldn't have been that much. You were just on here last time you were here, you were just talking about how the nigga pulled a pocket knife out and tried to stab a motherfucker.
That was in the neighborhood.
That was Susie B.
Them the same chillin' that's over there at Taylor Street. Y'all that nigga was bad. And you bad and he was your accomplice.
That was the elementary.
Through life.
We learned a little more and got wise.
The hell is y'all talking about? Y'all bad as shit. Y'all is not the right example to put this humbleness objective up. We are
because see, we had something that y'all didn't have. We had more of a mixture. Y'all just had straight hood motherfuckers.
Everybody at the country club went to Flint.
Yeah, Flint was uppity.
And everybody out there in the country out there went to Flint.
Flint was uppity.
And we still had more than y'all.
If anything, Taylor Street had, because half of the South Side went to Taylor Street.
Yep.
Fact. Not half. Just part of South Side.
Half, my nigga.
From
once you went down Boardroom, got the Sunshine.
Spring Hill.
That whole half, Spring Hill, the whole, all them over there. All them went to
Spring Hill. Yeah, but Louisville, 9th Street.
Yeah, all
that shit. That's half.
The other half from Hair to Height to Board Row went to Flint.
Yeah.
That's what went to Flint.
Yeah.
From Hair to Height to Board Row, all that stretch right there went to Flint.
But what I'm saying is we still
driving
had
all that.
Pamela Drive went to Flint. They went to Flint. All that with Hair to Height, Pamela Drive, all that went to Flint, dog. Right there Ann Street Elementary, Hair to Height, all that Flint Street. Back crawl track, reach all that shit over there, Flint Street. We stopped at Cherokee. Remember Cherokee apartment?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go to Flint. Some of them went to Flint. The one who stayed in the back part of Cherokee went to Flint. Yep. The one who stayed in the front part of Cherokee went to Tate Street.
Okay.
So they split like Southside right down.
But then look at what else we had over there. Because if you keep going on past the golf course, home, not on that end, not toward the country, there wasn't a bunch of us out that way.
All of them
Tate Street.
Shit, a lot of kids went to Taylor Street.
Yeah.
Like we were all the way over there on the north side, bro.
Exactly.
We went all the way to downtown.
We were closer to Flint and Kelsey.
Damn.
We were really closer to Kelsey. Cause D went to Kelsey.
Yeah, he did.
See, y'all shit was divided.
But the crazy thing is,
y'all shit was divided by that street.
We drove past Kelsey to go to school.
To go to school.
That shit crazy.
Josh go to Taylor Street with us?
Yeah.
Okay,
so the zoning was all fucked up.
Yeah.
Everybody out there.
D was the only one went to Kelsey.
Yeah, the zoning was all. I don't know though. I can't say the zoning was fucked up because it kind of made sense when you look at it.
This shit crazy, bro.
Because it was a lot of us.
Yeah.
It was a lot of us.
I feel like all that shit was political. Like, it was about the.
But you had more schools then, too, though.
Because, like, all of Brandon Road had what half of them. They came to
Taylor
Street.
Was it more schools?
Fuck yeah. Yeah, it was a ton more schools.
You got more middle school.
No, I'm talking about like elementaries and all. Them motherfuckers were like.
They still got more now.
They do?
No, they.
Well, a lot of elementaries I know ain't there.
You think about the one they closed down.
Because you got like for us, it's
you got
to think. We had all our school right there in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we already had Fort Ward, we had Ann Street. I went to Ann Street too.
Fort Ward.
And Ann Street, that's what we had. Third Ward had their school right there in the neighborhood.
They closed that shit, that was done.
all them cities like in their neighborhood.
They open up. Yeah, but they open up.
Joy Hill, Future, Moreland.
Carver Road.
But see, even from the middle school, they opened up.
They had three.
They had Carver. They opened up Carver. They opened up Calvin. And they opened up Rehoboth in place of Taylor Street.
See, they had to, though. They had to. Because the school building we were in was so fucking old.
Now, they wanted to break it up.
Man. Them bitches were old, yeah, bro.
They were old, but they wanted to break it up. Check this out. It wasn't that old because they still using Taylor Street. Taylor Street now Central Office.
Yeah.
That's so, all the king can't put you in.
And they still,
they still use plannings and stuff like that.
They had, I can't think of what the event was, but they had some kind of event and they invited the community to come over there and it was like before the school year and shit.
I still think the shit political, man. It was like, we gotta split up. The black and white somehow, some way we can't have too school. Many of them mixed together. We got to split this shit. We need to put. Check this out. Before I say that part, tell me how is it that kids from the south side go to Rehoboth?
I don't know. I don't understand it. For middle school.
That's a long ass way.
Why they don't go to school? Call?
Bro, we got.
Don't make sense to me.
Is it close?
That's why I feel like the shit political, man. I feel like they ain't want no out there. So they pushed them all the way out here.
That's a long ass butt ride.
Yeah.
Playing moaning over here.
My cousin, they go to Spawn High, but they live over there off of Devery and Road.
Yeah.
They closer to
Elmerian
Road.
Like, see, I hadn't lived over there. You got to think, when I lived over there, you had no choice. It was Flint Street. We knew where we were going. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we left Fort Hood, we know where we were. We were going to Flint Street. It was no...
We could get on the bus.
Now it kind of become a pain to find out where your child got to go to school, depending on where you move.
We could get on the bus in the morning and get a whole hour nap before we get to damn school.
Yep.
Real shit. Many stops we had to make going all out.
Like, we went back out Atlanta Road, going back up toward the highway.
See, our problem was always, it was just
we always had a wrong end, but
even high school. On the south side, it was just never. Because, it wasn't that many stops. It was, Boyd Road. Well, this high school, it was Boyd Road, Sunshine. And we're going to hit Harrod Height. And we're going to wrap this bitch on around.
We went to Sunny Side.
Yeah, see, we ain't had it.
We went to the east side.
See, we ain't had that many stops. It was just a bunch of motherfuckers.
It was elementary, middle school. We had high school, but we was all on the west side.
Remember, you just had to sit on, remember that big ass hump?
That hump. Yeah,
in front of
the bus. But how did it wasn't soft? It'd be so many motherfuckers on the bus, bro.
See, you got folks standing up, folks sitting on the damn motor.
I ain't never understood that shit. I'm like, bro, what?
Like our shortest bus ride was when we was going to Atkinson. But middle school and high school.
I tell you one thing, the most comfortable school bus ride I had when I moved out there and we was in high school. It's the first time I ever experienced just having two motherfuckers in a seat.
Shit, I remember
this shit crazy.
Matter of fact, CFW used to ride the bus.
Like after your class got out of the building. It was still a lot of motherfuckers over there, but we could breathe a little bit more.
We had a large ass.
Come in. Y'all went to 10th grade and we came in the 9th. It was too many people in that building, bro. It was too many motherfucking people in that building.
We were the first 9th grade class to go to the high school.
Yeah. It too many people in there. They weren't ready for that type of shit.
Matter of fact,
we started this shit. And we gonna finish this shit.
Get out of school, got on the bus, Eric got a seat on the bus. Once we going to the high school. So everybody like, yeah, junior high school. Like, no. We going to the
I didn't even think about that. Y'all would feel
bad. That made Griffin.
Oh, no, it made sense though, because we did our 8th grade year in
But see, that made Griffin High the largest high school in the state of Georgia.
That made all sense.
I ain't thinking about it like that. Y'all, because we moved into y'all where we're going to be
Trailers. It was in the damn trailer.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy about being over there at Finchbury after going into A grade year? It was still too many of us. That weird for that big ass building, right?
Yeah.
Not saying it was too many A graders.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they had plenty of space for all the other grades, and really that whole building was A grade, bro. Cause 6 and 7, they still had did one building. Year in the old building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They ain't come over until after we left. So I was just like, shit.
Now that middle school is elementary school.
Do y'all think it should be another high school? Y'all think like
nah.
You got some people saying they ain't need two high schools.
I feel like we should have just kept it at one.
I think they're gonna definitely have to ask that question. I think they're gonna have to add that question if they keep building and people keep moving. Migrating and moving in, you're gonna have to add that question, do we need another high school? Because the population ain't shrinking.
Yeah.
Not in a city like this. You know, it's steadily growing, dog.
When you look at the north end, why in the hell you got kids going from all the way over there, all the way to Griffin High, or all the way to Spalding High? There should be a high school on that north end.
Think they gonna do it?
I don't know. I think if they ended up doing another one, I don't know if they can put it up that way. To me, that seems like that where the most land would be, but it'd probably be more so to the south side. That's what I would do.
I don't think they would do it most of the south side because Griffin High is right down the
south
side.
I was thinking I'd pass Beaverbrook.
See, that way it should be. It should be somewhere up that way.
Yeah. That seemed about right.
Yeah.
But
you get to what?
I think it boiled down to that, though. The question would be, is it enough people living? Is it enough kids living out that way to justify having a school out here?
You got people having less kids, too.
Yeah.
Than ever before.
I don't know.
I mean, the population is doing it. So
popping these motherfuckers.
Nah, not like they used to, bro.
Ain't nobody hitting the sheets, bro.
No.
Ain't nobody hitting the sheets. Niggas is tired.
See, you would have thought it would have been a boom when Kobe hit, cause shit shut down.
Nigga got tired of niggas doing Kobe. Nigga look at it, rolled over, be like, I'm so
right.
Sick
they were getting tired of looking at the person they were next to.
But on the other hand though, you look at fast forward 2023 from Kobe, you fast forward to now, and you see more people moving to a city like. Like more single people, or more people, not single, I mean say more people with getting ready to start a family.
Yeah.
They'll move down here and buy a house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's still relatively cheaper than a lot of the surrounding counties. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap.
Unless you're going a little bit further south.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
it real cheap. Houses, land here.
Yeah.
Like shit, you can buy a house here, probably pay $230. When you go to here in Canada, that shit gonna cost you $400, $500, $600.
Yeah.
That's crazy. We talking about a county right up the street.
Literally, what, 20 minutes.
Right. A difference of $300,000.
That's crazy.
They getting priced out of here. So it's like shit, let me go one county down where I would say it's quieter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It do turn up in the city a lot.
They gotta stay away from that city.
Bro, did you know we are the sixth dangerous city in the state of Georgia?
Shit, I believe it.
That's bullshit. That shit count. Don't be.
Well, they going on a per capita.
Man,
they looking
that,
at it. By the population,
fuck
per capita.
All of that.
Yeah, bro.
I'm looking at what crime is, right?
Crime could be anything.
Hit me out. Most of the crimes that happen, like most of the crime that happen in a city like Griffin, Georgia, right? It's never done to a motherfucker that come from that's just visiting or come from out of, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, I ain't never invited somebody to the city and they come down and say, man, nigga done broke in my car, beat me across my head, took it. It always been like, bro, I had a hell of a time. You know what I'm saying?
What crime
that's happening is strictly between two motherfuckers that know each other.
Not necessary.
Pretty much. Like, niggas shooting at each other because he know that nigga. And he don't like that nigga. But it ain't because that nigga is a brand new motherfucker that just he's trying to get it. You know what I'm saying?
You right on that on your most violent crimes.
It happens.
That generally happens. But when you talk about like robberies and shit like that, a robber don't give a damn if they ain't typically finna rob somebody they know.
But I'm just saying though, dog, that shit gonna happen everywhere.
Right.
Robberies and shit like that. But when you say like crime, drugs, all that shit happening everywhere, bro. Like, but you ain't finna tell me.
You talking violent crime.
You ain't finna tell me Griffin, Georgia is more dangerous than the west side of Atlanta. You ain't finna tell me that.
Hold on, here.
West side ain't that bad no more.
It ain't.
It being gentrified.
But I'm talking like the west side we know.
More so east here, side.
When the project was up.
Here's the thing.
You feel me?
Here's the thing.
You ain't finna tell me that.
Not generalize, right? But if you talking about a side versus a side,
no, I'm talking about a city.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
Bank, Bullhead. No, not Bullhead. Bankhead. 15K off a nigga in Bankhead.
But the whole entire Bankhead ain't dangerous.
Nah, it ain't. My wife work over though.
Like, shit, even go back and look when we were
going. The side she work on looked pretty goddamn nice. I was over there. I was like, damn, I look over there.
When we used to hang on the south side, and we used to go hit flea markets and run and shoot and all that shit. We ain't have no issue, bro. We had the best time of our damn life when we used to.
I'ma have that anywhere though.
Think about it. We have no tissue, bro. To the point to where we started building so many relationships up the road that we was up there more than we were here.
It just caused our vibe. We gave our
vibe. Well, see, we had an eye grew the shit though. We was looking for something else that was going on.
But see, know what I'm saying? We would have more than likely got into some shit here.
Before getting into some shit, I don't trip about all the shit that we got into.
Shit.
But Griffin ain't a bad place to live though. Dog. I tell anybody.
You in the city?
I ain't lived in the city in a long time.
I lived in the city, bro. Totally different. And somebody stole my goddamn water hole.
Man.
My fucking water hole.
Trying to wash my
I went outside to try to wash my damn car. My damn water hole, though.
What you gonna say?
And then check this
out. You nigga done stole my water hole. Dirty bastards.
To the point I walked up the street and shit like, let me see if I see my shit. Maybe they dropped
shit. You looking for the water hole. That nigga walk around looking for the damn. Everybody got goddamn water hole.
My shit, bro. My shit.
He look like that my water hole.
And then, you remember them Feli, them mid-top Feli?
Nah, bro.
They had the little strap on.
Yeah.
Everybody used to rock. So, I had them shit, though, my cutting grass shoes. I had them on the floor. Somebody stole them bitches.
Somebody stole your cutting grass shoes?
Stole my cutting grass shoes.
That was Jay, right?
It was
though.
In the city.
Jay, yeah. In the city,
though. I ain't lived in the city in a long time,
bro. Shit, crazy.
Put that down on Solomon.
Hell yeah.
Man, we stayed in the city. We stayed over there. We stayed over there on Wright Street. That was tight.
Stayed all over the city,
Wright
man.
Street, we keep that. We kept that bitch jumping, though.
Wright Street,
we did. Yeah, we had our own little strip. We just,
I said, that's some bullshit. I gotta get out of this damn city. Nah,
we got down to the bottom of Wright Street. That's...
That come with any city, though, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. It's per capita, though. That's what they're going on for. You looking at
I think the
makeup of the population.
I think Jonesboro, you can consider that more dangerous than
you. But when you look at how much violence and crime that happened here versus the amount of people here, that shit is crazy. Yeah. So it's more likely for something to happen to you here is what they saying because of the population.
Ain't nothing gonna happen, y'all. Don't listen to this.
They telling the people from the outside. But
I mean, first of all, if you're coming down here, I guess you got a reason. We typically leave this motherfucker.
This how I view crime.
But if you come down here June 22nd, we're going to get in there. Go ahead.
This how I view crime everywhere, bro. If you be where you supposed to be, you'll be all right. when you go place your ad don't supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, that's that rule. Yeah, that's, yeah. If you somewhere your ass ain't got no business being,
if you go into the hood, everybody in the hood know who's supposed to be there.
That's true. That always been like
when
that.
When a car come down the street and that car ain't from there, like,
make me like, who you, the hell is
you on 10?
I do that to this day.
You already like, shit, this shit is a go. This the op. It's a go. So then you find out that, oh shit, it wouldn't. It's like, oh shit, do you ask questions beforehand or do you protect yourself? So that if you go where you're supposed to be, your ass will be out.
I still don't agree with it. I still don't agree with Griffin.
It's a little motherfucker. It's out dangerous. Of hand. Until that when that tornado came through and tore shit up, that was a sign, bro. That was a sign. The tap down on all the bullshit that was happening. It tore up. Look at the shit that it tore up.
It's been a lot of tapping going on. Like, you say tapping, but I'm talking about they tapping feds, tapping shit. Yeah, all type of shit going down here, man. It's something that just.
When you look at the damage that the storm caused, and then didn't nobody lose their life. To me, that was a straight up sign, bro.
Bro, I was looking out the window. I was looking at that shit, bro.
You were looking at the tornado?
Yeah.
You were looking at trees? Did you see trees and shit?
Nah, bro, you couldn't see shit. What are you talking about, bro? All I could see was goddamn wind and rain. Nigga, that shit went dark.
You couldn't see a goddamn thing.
That's what you saw. When you look, you like, oh.
What went down?
Check this out, right? Okay, so you know that motherfucker went across the goddamn Walmart shit, right?
Yeah.
One of them went across, so... Shit going on, we all going to, we in the lower level of the high, we in the little bathroom on the lower level.
Oh, that shit can't, yeah.
So we boom, we in there, and I'm like, fuck. I got the portable phone charger, because you can just plug your phone to it and charge your shit up, you feel me? So I'm like, it's in the living room, I gotta go get it off the charger. Boom, as I get out. somebody behind me, right? Shit. Somebody behind me, close the door. So they done closed the door. So I'm like, fuck it. Grab the charger. And as I grab the charger, I look up and like the front door and the window like right there. So I look up and I'm just like, well, damn. You feel me? I'm like, I'm looking at it. You feel me? Like, fuck, I'm going to go. I ain't got nowhere to go at that point. It right there. I'm looking at it.
It's crazy, bro. I had my cousin the other day.
Shit.
I said, where you was at during the storm? He was like, shit, I was in the high car. He said, I was scared as hell. I said, shit, like, came across the house or what? He said, you could hear the shit. I said, what you were doing? He said, shit, trying to hold the door like that, we're going to do something.
I'm like, shit you can do.
Hey, shit you can do.
That's why I just stood out and looked at the woman. I was like, but see, the way shit blowing, the shit ain't blowing toward me. Yeah. You feel me? I'm looking at the shit go like dead right here. So I'm like,
that.
You know, I like, it ain't coming here. It's like, everything going dead way. So I'm like, shit.
Yeah, my sister then, like, that shit went straight across their house. To the point where she said you could feel, like, the roof, like it was trying to lift
off of it. It's that suction.
Yeah.
That
was on the north side where that shit laid trees down.
My mama said it was just so loud.
My wife and my son was in it. I'm home.
Yeah, my sister.
Like, they got called.
I believe I was in a mini tornado the other day, dog. I don't know what the fuck that was, but I was on 42 a couple days ago when it rained or some shit. Bruh, I ain't never seen that much rain, just like being in a car and seeing. I done been in a car while it was raining, but I ain't never seen it where it's just
like a sheet of rain.
Yeah, it's like, I can't see the car in front of me. I can't see the line on the road. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell that was. It was just, like, hitting hard, too. I'm just like, oh, my God. This is not how a player's supposed to go out. In the car, on the way to work. I saw myself going out a little bit more ground. I'm not going to lie to you. But I thought I was in a tornado. I had to call somebody and be like, hey, is it a tornado? They were like, my mama would call me back. And she was like, I'm just calling to see if you at work. They got tornado warnings. So I don't know what the fuck that was, but it ain't a fun experience being in the car in some shit you can't control, bro. Because, like, I was driving, and I don't know what the fuck the car in front of me doing.
Yeah.
Because I can't see him. They had their lights on.
So do you keep driving or do you pull?
No, I like, the first time I saw a white line, I kind of just got down, pulled over. But I could see the car directly behind me. They got down, they jumped right behind me. And it like so on and so on. So we all just on the side of the road. Because, shit, you can't. It was just a split second to see the white line, dog. When I saw it, I was like, okay, they go to the edge of the motherfucking road right there. House of lights already on. I just swing over. So I'm assuming the person behind me see me. But I couldn't see the motherfucker in front of me. But the only reason the nigga behind me saw me, because he got down, he owned me. You feel?
So, now that leads to a question for you. Speaking of what you speaking on, the ravages that we seen from the tornado that hit Griffin, do y'all think shit getting worse? Do y'all think these storms getting worse? Or they just like, you know, some phenomenon?
Nah, bro, this
is once in a lifetime shit.
This our ecosystem changing, bro. Our ecosystem changing. It gotta adapt.
Think about how long it stay hot.
Think about how we done had a couple warm Christmas, bro.
Like, bro, yesterday, I don't know what the fuck was in that heat.
Nah, that was some super shit, yo.
That was a different kind of heat, bro. Yeah. Like,
and it come in bursts, though. Yeah, like, don't be like that. When I woke up yesterday morning, dog, it felt wonderful, bro.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Yeah. I was like, this how it gonna be all day. I'm gonna rock my linen, I'm gonna be cool. Nah, nigga, by midday, like somebody said,
I went outside to get some shit out of my truck, bro. I got shit off the truck. I got in the house, like, damn.
It's climbing, bro.
I feel extra hot just from taking the shit off the truck. Like, what the hell happened?
Then he do much.
And then a little bit after that, we went somewhere. My wife was like, man, I feel hot and shaky. I like, shit, I just felt like that 3 hours ago. That goddamn heat, what?
Climate changing, ecosystem changing, bro. It hot when it's supposed to be cold. It cold when it's supposed to be hot. Right, it raining when it's supposed to be dry.
Look how they dealt with the cold weather this year.
Right. And then they be lying and shit, talking about it 82 degrees. No, shit. Damn well.
I think at one point it was 82 and they kept goddamn going. Shit.
I'm like, I'm over 82 in the shade. Damn sure went 82 in the sun.
Nah, all this shit changing, bro. I don't know what. Look at other states, how much weather they had to deal with. Right. Snowstorms that were just.
One thing I can say I like about my state. Yeah, we get some crazy weather. We get that crazy shit, everybody else.
We got to live protection from the mountains.
Yeah.
It break a lot of shit up. But they talking about, like, you know, you remember they taught us about Tornado Alley.
Yeah.
In school and shit, right? They saying that shit moving further east. That's why we seeing more tornadoes and shit.
I feel like we always saw tornadoes like this.
Not like this.
Do you know,
man, when was the last time a tornado hit Griffin?
I'm just saying though, dog, in due time it gonna get hit. If it ain't got hit, due time it gonna happen. But everything around us done got hit.
Just like with the hurricane.
Thomaston,
Bonneville, all shit, they done got hit, like, you know what I'm saying, by some pretty big tornadoes in there. So I like it's but only like a due time.
The frequency of the storms though. The supercell, not just a tornado, but
This nigga done brought a scientific word to the DSA boy. Yeah,
I'm convinced.
We don't.
He don't like science. Bro, did you have a hard time with science?
We have a hard time knowing what the fuck we talking about from the jump.
We all know what a supercell is.
When you said that, bro, my mind went to Dragon Ball Z. I was like, did that nigga say Super Saiyan? I know who Goku. I know that nigga, Vegeta.
Super Saiyan.
I don't know what the fuck you got to talk.
Damn storm.
You cannot talk science on here, man. That shit threw me off.
If you don't know what a Super Saiyan is, I'm not going to tell you the definition right here. Go look that shit up. And then next time one of these storms that pop up out of no damn well, you gonna say, "Oh shit!"
I so thought that nigga talking about
a super cell.
that shit JB's were talking about. That damn Super Saiyan.
Bro, I thought you.
Bro.
I thought you were talking about Super
Saiyan. Bro, you remember that right, shit? Well, I see it.
You remember that shit you said?
I be nigga calling nigga. Nigga, you remember you told me when the Super Saiyan was coming? Nigga, I see it in the air. I see it in the air.
That big form, man.
That nigga gotta be at a 10,000 power level, boy. But anyway, nigga dropped Supercell on the podcast. Never heard nobody drop that on a podcast.
We don't know shit.
Hey, what's the old goddamn you remember the old NBC?
You
remember the old NBC infomercial they used to have out in the middle of the cartoon and shit when the dude come out and say, "And the more you know."
He remember that shit.
He
don't remember them teaching that fucking Super Saiyan.
Cause that shit was on TV. Was on TV, and they wouldn't talk about no fucking thing, Super Saiyan on TV.
The two things I remember were the Sit, Boo Boo Sit, Good Dog, and the goddamn line.
You remember the more
and
you know?
Always roar all the time.
Yeah. You remember the more shit. You know?
That was worse, brother. Hell, I don't.
You didn't watch TV.
I don't know what the hell NBC was talking about. I don't remember the Peacock. Saved by the Bell came on TV. Wow, nigga, that was NBC. That was the last thing that came on before you go outside, bro. No, Soul Train, if you stayed for Soul Train. But man, Saved by the Bell came on right after we got out of school. I take that back.
I take that back.
You talking about Summertime?
Saved by the Bell came on, then Inside Stuff came on, the NBA show, and that was it. Like, Saturday morning cartoon was over with
that. I ain't watch that shit on Saturday. Saved by the Bell, I
watched
the cartoon.
Because the cartoon was always first. Yeah. Saved by the Bell was like, it came out after all the cartoon.
I didn't watch that shit at like 10. I didn't watch that.
Yeah, it was like.
It like 10 o'clock.
Like, I remember when Saved by the Bell. Inside school, and then after that, I'm free to got them wrong streets.
Inside, NBA, inside
stuff. That shit was tough, man. Brought some shit up, man.
Bro, that wasn't basketball. It used to come on at like 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
It used to come, afternoon. It used to come on NBC, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was goddamn good hell of a show. We had part of the show now. Well, we get into all of our social medias, shout outs. I kick it off. Hey, you can find us at the DSA Podcast on Instagram. Hit me up at Schultzboy82. Use both of those pages, people. Send comments, follow. Let us know what you think about the show, what you want to see on the show. Get into all of that on those two pages. Hit the Breed Ignorance page. Elbert, go ahead and hit them with you.
Man, you already know, man. Before it go down, let's know what's happening. I'm finna change everything. Change all social media. But until then, you can find me at Your Country Brother. You know what I'm talking about? I'm finna switch out at this nigga. I ain't think this nigga coming to work today.
Wrap that shit up. He
cut this nigga off every time. Every time they start talking this shit.
And they do that shit to me every time, bro. I think this nigga was at work today.
Oh, yeah. We don't do this.
Nigga,
we don't
do this. Nigga, they don't make
Beezy, man. You can go to my Facebook page. But you ain't gonna find shit worth a damn. You may see me talking about God, Supercells on that motherfucker.
Hey, real talk. I checked your Facebook page out, bro. You real put on some shit like this.
I be talking about information. I try to help these motherfuckers, man. And they don't give a shit about it.
I don't think. I mean,
I'm gonna talk about Saiyan. What the hell you say, Super Saiyan?
Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan.
That's what I thought you were talking about when you said it. I thought you were
they talking about Dragon Ball Z, bro. Damn Super Saiyan. I'm gonna talk about Super Saiyan.
Nah, don't do that. But hey, as always, follow us on all social media platforms. But more importantly, go to wherever you listen to podcasting and hit subscribe or notification so you'll know exactly when a brand new episode hit. Every week, we on Spotify. Hey, shout out to the Spotify users going up. I see both of y'all that just joined, but I saw that it jumped up. But shout out to Spotify, iTunes. You can find us on any streaming platform as far as your podcast and you want to listen to. Be on the lookout for the live stream that will be coming. I'm excited. It's a transition, but I'm
big transition.
We always try to add something new to the podcast every time we come into a new season. So the live streaming, LA, we tested YouTube last season.
Yeah.
Liked it. Don't like editing. So, what's better than not liking editing? Do that live shit live, bro. Just put the pressure on a nigga to get shit right as soon as you start rolling.
Hey, bro, before we end, I just want to say, if you went to Flint Street Middle School, if you went to Kelsey Middle School, I love y'all. No hard feelings. None of that. But my Taylor Street people, y'all know what it is.
We're out there.
Like that shit.
Yes, Lord.
Anyway,
hope it is.
I mean, that's another exciting episode.
Why you gotta hang on Flint, bro? We check. You like, you just, what you don't like about Flint?
Cause y'all was up at it, y'all thought y'all was better than everybody.
Oh, sound like you just got a goddamn underdog complex, bro.
And y'all suck at sports.
We didn't have participating in sports. You didn't ever go up against me. I'd have drove your ass over the basketball court. You would have went up against me. Bro! Let me get our hell off this post. We can debate this right after we get off, folks. Yeah, y'all don't need to hear that conversation. But this is DSA Podcast, man.
Yes, Lord.
And we are
out.
Later.